first person singular. Opinions expressed are those of the commentator. Lori Korn brings us Dick Hera retelling America's favorite myth.
Sometimes myths tell us more truth than facts do. Take, for example, Parson Weems' famous tale of George Washington and the cherry tree. The story goes that one day young George vandalized his father's favorite cherry tree. Upon being confronted by his father with this interestingly sociopathic act of arboreal violation, George bravely admitted his guilt by saying, according to Parson Weems, "I can't tell a lie. I did cut it with my hatchet." This wholly fictitious little story is fascinating. It can't help but suggest another older story about a father and a son in a garden and the misuse of a fruit tree. In that earlier story, when the father confronts Adam, Adam essentially tries to kick down the guilt to Eve, who in turn accuses the serpent. Not so with the founder of our country. The thing I like about this mythic George is that, unlike Adam, he's unafraid of the father. By boldly and honestly speaking truth to authority, he's elevating himself as an equal to his father. By creating a new and revised version of original sin, a version where the son is neither intimidated nor condemned by the father, Parson Weems unwittingly, I suspect, suggests a more comprehensive mythic context to the merely historical overthrow of King George III, and consequently helped establish George Washington as a charmingly ingenuous new Adam, acting out his revolutionary impulses in what was then seen as the new Eden, America.
Dick Hera, a lover of mythology, is a retired teacher living in Zayanti. For First Person Singular, I'm Lori Korn.